perfect June afternoon for sprint car racing, and we're coming to you live from Eldora. It's a perfect amphitheater also for this crowd to watch these cars in action. And the drivers themselves will tell you this is the most punishing, the most difficult kind of racing in all of automobile racing. And quite frankly, it is oftentimes the most dangerous. Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Fleming, welcoming you to the Eldora Speedway. Back in the 30s, this was a typical kind of a track. You found them all over Ohio and Indiana and Iowa and Illinois, because the Midwest was really kind of a hotbed for what they used to call big car racing. And right now, perhaps you can hear behind me, the cars are pushing off. To give you an idea of what a sprint car is, and it really isn't a big car anymore, the Indianapolis cars are the big car. We've asked our pit expert, Bill Donnello, to get two cars and to show you the contrast between the two. Bill?
Thanks, Bill. Down here in the pits, we have a championship car and a sprint car, both of which are driven by Larry Dixon. The championship car, built by Grant King, has engine in the rear, as do almost all of the champ cars. It's a turbocharged type engine designed to give that extra kick needed for high-speed running on the big tracks. The cockpit is designed in such a way that the driver practically has to lie down inside it. The championship cars have independent four-wheel suspension. Contrast the low profile of this champ car to the much higher profile of the Sprinter. The Sprinters also have solid front axles. The engine is in the front, and it's a normally aspirated engine, no turbocharger. This particular model, a 301 Chevy, the type used by almost all of them. Nerf bars in front of the rear wheels provide protection from the tires of other cars. And another protective feature is the roll bar, designed to protect the driver if his car should go over. And all too often in this type of racing, they do so. Two different types of cars. The championship car designed to do 200 miles an hour on the long straights. The sprint car, 120 or so on the much shorter tracks. Different cars for different types of racing. A very interesting contrast. Bill?
All right, thank you very much, Bill. And now the cars are out. And remember, we're coming to you live this afternoon from Eldora on a perfect afternoon for racing. Boy, what a heat we're going to see in the first one you're going to witness here today. In this heat, Larry Dixon, two-time national champion, will be on the inside pole, car number one. He's there at the top of your picture on the left. And next to him, Indianapolis veteran Jim McElreath in car number 23. Then on the inside of row two, Larry Rice on the left, upper, and Bill Futerbaugh, number eight on the outside of him. Sammy Sessions, the current leader in the National Sprint Car Point Champions. Sam Sessions in car number six on the left. He won last night in Grand Rapids. Bruce Walkup, number seven, on the right. And here is the last man in the field, Johnny Rutherford, who was the fastest qualifier today. And in the inverted start, which is kind of peculiar only to the sprints, we have Rutherford, the fastest qualifier, in the number seven spot. So here we are live from Eldora, and we're just about ready to go. Now, here's an important format feature. Only four cars can make the finals. Now, there is an opportunity for those who don't get into the finals by getting one, two, three, and four in the heats in what we call a semifinal. But the critical thing in a seven-car race is not to be five, six, or seven. Ray Scheike there on the upper left has the green out, and we're going to get a start. Car number 23, Jimmy McElreath, guns it into the lead of the first turn. That's the blue car, but down low, Larry Dixon, car number one. And they battle as they go into the backstretch on the number two turn, getting ready for number three. And number eight is Bill Futerbaugh, number three car right there. As they come around the first time, it's Larry Dixon, two-time former national champion, followed by Jim McElreath, then Bill Futerbaugh. And the battle right now is starting to shape up for that number four spot, as it always does. There, as you see, is car number seven, Bruce Walkup. And number 14 is Johnny Rutherford, and he's now moved from seventh into sixth. Now, couldn't quite hold on to it, but he's right alongside. Now I believe he's going to overtake him. There's Rutherford, and he can't get by Larry Rice. Larry Rice is 43. He's just ahead of number 14. That's Rutherford down low. That's the battle at the end of the pack. But right now, the battle for fourth is car number seven. That's Bruce Walkup. He's hanging on there. And trying to get in behind him is Sammy Sessions. That's car number six on the right of your picture. Sammy Sessions is followed there by number 14, Johnny Rutherford. And I'll tell you, they ever get together, they could have a whale of a battle. Car number 23, as you see, is Jim McElreath, and he's being challenged by Pewter Ball. McElreath, 23, Pewter Ball, the red car, number 8 right behind him. That's the battle for second. Moving into your picture now is car number 7. That's Bruce Walcott. He's at number 4 spot. So there's 2, 3, and 4, and we're halfway. 5 laps to go. Number 23, Jimmy McElreath, then Pewter Ball, then Walcott. 2, 3, and 4. Way out in front is Larry Dixon. First isn't too important, neither is second and third, but fourth is the critical spot in these qualifying heats in sprint car action. 4 laps to go, and it's still a whale of a battle in there.
Johnny Rutherford has moved up to fifth and challenging for fourth, Bill.
Just about to say it. Rutherford has moved into fifth, and he is moving right up on, trying to move up on the tail of number 7, Bruce Walcott. There he is. Rutherford just came into the picture, shot down low. He's on the right lower portion of your screen, car number 14. He is in fifth. He's trying to get fourth. Will he do it? He's awfully close. There goes Walcott. Looks, he's by Pewter Ball. And here is car number 14, Rutherford. Walcott is now into third. Pewter Ball is fourth, and Rutherford takes the low road. He may move up a whole spot here. Well, he had fourth with 2 laps to go just for an instant. I believe he is just by Pewter Ball. Believe it or not, 6 men out of a 7-car field have been in Indianapolis. 5 have raced there. So these fellows are veteran drivers. There goes number 14. That's Johnny Rutherford. And he's trying to hang on with 1 lap to go when they get the white flag. And Pewter Ball has got him. And there's Rutherford in a long skid. That's going to cost him. Pewter Ball snookered him out. So Rutherford has dropped back to fifth. And Pewter Ball now has a little easier breathing. He is fourth, and Sammy Sessions is behind Rutherford. There is number 8. He's got it. Pewter Ball, the red car, right behind the number 3 car, the third place car, which was Jim McElreath. So there's your leader and the winner, smoothly sailing along. That's Larry Dixon, 2-time former national sprint car champion. He was third last night in Grand Rapids. Well, it was pretty exciting there as they came down to get the white flag to indicate 1 lap to go. Here's what happened, and we'll take a look at it in slow motion. The cars came around, and on the right side of your picture, number 14 got just a little sideways. Looked like he might have gotten into Pewter Ball, as a matter of fact. Pewter Ball gave way to the outside, and Rutherford had to go into a controlled slide. As he did, he whipped the car around and, of course, lost precious seconds as he did. And remember that Johnny Rutherford doesn't have the strongest arms in the world. Johnny Rutherford went over the wall here at Eldora in 1966 and broke both of his arms and was out of racing, believe it or not, for 4 years. So Johnny knows very well what it's like to race at Eldora. Well, there are the 4 that made the feature race of the afternoon. Larry Dixon, Bruce Walcott, Jim McElreath, Bill Pewter Ball. But remember this, Rutherford and Sessions still have an opportunity, as does Larry Rice, because we do have a semifinal. So we'll be back with more of our live sprint car racing action from the Eldora Speedway at Rossburg, Ohio, in just a moment. For another heat, 7 cars ready to start, 4 to make it into the finals. And let's set the field for you here as they go by Ray Scheike, our starter, who has indicated to them they still have a lap or so to go before they get the green. First of all, number 21. There, as you see, on the inside pole is Bobby Black. And outside of Bobby Black will be Butch Wilkerson. Bobby on the upper left of your screen and Butch on the upper right. Then as we move back to row 2, there is a familiar name, number 18, Johnny Parsons, Jr. Johnny getting a little longer hair these days than his father had when he won the Indy 550. Next to him is Lenny Waldo, number 10. Then the third row is Darrell Harrison, number 45. And next to him, Duke Cook, in car number 99, Sydney, Ohio. And the last man, Tom Bigelow. Tom from Whitewater, Wisconsin, number 84, was the fastest qualifier of the men in this heat. That's the reason that he's tailed in Charlie there. This is the inverted start, and it makes for great racing, as I'm sure you will agree if you've been with us on our sprint car action. This race coming to you live from Eldora Speedway in Rossburg, Ohio. Let's check in with our colleague once again, Bill Donnell, on the infield.
Naturally, because he is the fastest man, the fellow to watch is Tom Bigelow in car number 84 at the tail end of the field. Johnny Parsons, Jr. in car number 18 has been running exceptionally well on tracks such as this. And in car number 21, Bobby Black had a good qualifying effort, and there's not that much difference between these cars.
All right, we've got the green. Ray Shaikey all of a sudden shot the green out, and taking the lead is car number 37, Butch Wilkerson, in the lead. Look at Parsons moving. Number 18, that red car, moving up the backstretch. He's got number two position already. Has to back off a little bit as Bobby Black gives him a fight. Coming around for the first time, it's Butch Wilkerson and then Johnny Parsons. Then Bobby Black, and in that critical number four spot, Lenny Waldo.
Butch Wilkerson is in this car, Bill, for the first time, and he's being challenged by Johnny Parsons in turn three.
Yes, sir, and it's a big challenge he's getting right now, too. As they come by, that's the way they are at the end of two, and it's Wilkerson, and Johnny Parsons is right there knocking on the door. Bobby Black in three. Lenny Waldo is the critical number four spot. He's the one that the last three cars want to overtake. At the end of three, Wilkerson hanging on, Parsons behind him, then Bobby Black, and then Lenny Waldo. Ooh, Lenny got a little bit too high and cutting down low. Might have been a problem. Here's Wilkerson, as you can see, not wrestling that wheel too much. Johnny Parsons right behind him. And now getting close to Parsons is car number 21. There they are, the first three, there's four, and Lenny Waldo having a dickens of a time hanging on there. As Tom Bigelow has moved up, he was the fastest. Oh, Bigelow touched the wall on the backstretch. Bigelow was moving up and bounced off the wall.
Still in there. Oh, there's a recovery for you. He's number 84, and he's challenging number 10.
We're halfway.
And something must have happened to Butch Wilkerson's car, because Johnny Parsons Jr. shot by him on the front stretch, almost as though he'd taken his foot
off. Right, and look at that. Wilkerson did have trouble. And as you can see, Wilkerson has dropped back.
Look at the dicing out there as cutting down low and taking over the number four spot was Tom Bigelow, but just for an instant.
He couldn't hang on to it very long because Darrell Harrison, number 45, moved into it. Boy, there is real racing, and there's 45 at 84 right there. That's the battle for fourth. The lead car is Darrell Harrison, spells his name D-A-R-L, and right behind is Tom Bigelow. He's got to move up on him. Tom has been all over this track in this heat and still can't get into that number four spot. There they are, almost wheel to wheel. Darrell Harrison, who was second last night in Grand Rapids. Now a car has dropped out. Wilkerson is out of the race. Two laps to go. Only four cars make it, and there goes Bigelow. It looks like he's got number four. Bigelow high. There's a brace of three. He's got him.
Won't let him by.
He does now. Bigelow's got four, one lap to go. A half a mile now, and Bigelow trying to get in there on Waldo. He does. Bigelow has got Waldo. So Parsons in the lead. Remember, first, second, and third is nearly as important to these drivers as that fourth place to try to get into the finals. Only four cars make it. So it's Parsons going by, and then Bobby Black. Then comes Tom Bigelow, and then Lenny Waldo. So those are your four who have made it in, and there was a 10-lap heat that was something to watch. As they slow down now, we can kind of catch our breath a little bit and recap what really went on. As you saw, it was Tom Bigelow who did a great job of driving in car number 84, who moved at the critical point and moved up into third, actually, and Lenny Waldo was fourth. So there you have it. There are the four more who have qualified for the 40-lap feature final, which will be coming to you live from Eldora Speedway in Rossburg, Ohio. Sammy Sessions and Boom Boom Cannon. Sessions, number six, has the lead in the first turn, and it's a real traffic jam. One car up against the wall, that's Bigelow. He straightened it out, he's okay, and Sessions is still in the lead. Bigelow got a little out of shape in car number 84, but he's all right now. His car is banged up, and he's slowing down. Boom Boom Cannon right behind Sammy Sessions, moving into the number three spot is Bruce Walkup. And behind him, Gary Bettenhausen in car number two. And there you see Sammy Sessions getting a good challenge from Larry Boom Boom Cannon, a register of deeds, and the man who owns a barbershop. Would you believe that? Here they come at the end of two. Sessions followed closely by Cannon. Cannon takes the low road, goes inside. He's got him on the turn. Cannon squeezes off Sessions. Now Sammy shoots down low. Wow. Cannon's got just a half a car length on him. And the dust is terrific now as they spew the high road and spray the crowd with it. And the visibility is reduced considerably.
This is the kind of track, Bill, that Larry Cannon particularly likes. Slick and hard. He can run up by the top side, stay there all day, and go broadside through those turns. And he's going to be tough to take.
Johnny Rutherford in car number 14, the fastest qualifier on the right side of your picture. And he is currently in the number six spot, following Nordhorn in car number four, who's fifth. There are the leaders. Larry Cannon in car number 71, followed by Sam Sessions.
Then as they come by through the dust, Bruce Walkup
is third, Gary Bettenhausen fourth, Nordhorn is fifth. At the end of five laps, it's Johnny Rutherford in sixth. And we're taking a look through the dust to see where Larry Dixon is. He has moved up from the 17th spot up to about 14th in car number one. There is car number 14. That is Rutherford. He's in sixth place. Now he's moved into fifth place. And the way they string out now is Johnny Rutherford just getting by Peterbaugh in car number eight.
So Sessions is third, Walkup fourth, Bettenhausen fifth, Nordhorn is sixth, and here comes Johnny Rutherford.
Well, you can understand why sprint car racing caught on in the middle 30s throughout mid-America. These cars, little cars, but with big engines, they have the same displacement. And look at this, Peterbaugh bumps Rutherford, as they go by. Peterbaugh takes the inside road in car number eight, the red car on the left. He's closing in on Nordhorn, and Rutherford is behind.
Also getting bumped somewhat in that was car number seven, running in fourth place with Bruce Walkup, the driver. He was kind of boxed in by the others.
And as Bettenhausen goes by, he lays a smokescreen of dust behind him for the rest of the cars. Walkup, and there is Walkup going to be passed here by car number four. There's 14 you're looking at, but car number four at the end of 10 laps, a quarter of the way, there is a car up against the rail. That's Walkup. He had too much pressure put on him. And car number four, Nordhorn, has taken over the number three spot. Walkup, slowing way down, throws his hand in the air, and it looks like he's finished. Larry Cannon, number 71, cruising along in the lead. Walkup has a flat right rear tire. Car number seven. Johnny Rutherford in car number 14 there, leading that second group.
He's currently running eighth, Bill, and seemingly having some handling problems, being challenged
so.
By Jim McElreath.
Car number 23, the blue car, is McElreath right behind him.
Bettenhausen
in third, Nordhorn in fourth, and Peterbaugh and Nordhorn are having a pretty good go. There they are right at the bottom of your picture. Nordhorn trying to fight off Peterbaugh. Peterbaugh's lower red car, and Nordhorn shoots by him on the backstretch as they prepare to go into turn number three.
Here is Don Nordhorn. He is bent on winning here today.
He said, "I got nosed out at Terre Haute on your first national telecast of a sprint car race when Snyder beat me on the yellow when it changed to green. I'm not going to let it happen again." Currently, he's running in fourth place with Peterbaugh behind him. And there is Rutherford back in eighth.
Moving up into sixth place now is Raleigh Beal in car number three, and he's challenging Bill Peterbaugh, who's running fifth.
Raleigh Beal in the three car, and then Darrell Harrison, and looks like Beal, there he is up high, car number three, closing in on Peterbaugh, and right ahead of him, of course, is Nordhorn.
So Raleigh Beal, who knows his way around by virtue of the fact he's got number three on his car,
he was the third in the national point standings, and he moves in there ahead of Peterbaugh. There they are, four, five, and six, and those the way they're running right now. Nordhorn in fourth on the left of your screen. Then comes car number three in fifth place, Raleigh Beal, and Peterbaugh is in sixth place in car number eight. They're following the three cars in the lead. And as they move around into lap number 13, there you see the battle for fourth, fifth, and sixth. We've had a track record broken in the qualifying today, and all in all, it's been a very fast afternoon.
Larry Cannon is beginning to lap some of the slower cars. The lead car, number 71, Larry Cannon, with Sam Sessions setting sail after him in second, beginning to overtake some of the slower cars.
Right. And now, Gary Bettenhausen, Nordhorn, Beal, and Buterbaugh are falling back into really what is going to amount to a group of four. There is Ronnie Beal, currently running in fifth place. There are the fourth, fifth, and sixth place cars, as you see them, just ahead of Gary Bettenhausen. There's Gary as he takes that high road, getting a spew of dust behind him. We're halfway now, 20 laps. And we have very fast racing up to this point. So with 20 laps to go in this 40-lap feature, it's Larry Boom Boom Cannon out in front. There's the leader, number 71, the red car, Larry Cannon, and we'll be coming back with more of our live sprint car coverage from the Eldora Speedway in Rossburg, Ohio, in just a moment. We're back live, and we've had to come back very quickly here because we've had an incident on the backstretch. Car number one, Larry Dixon, was hit. He spun around, and that is number 14, and there is Boom Boom Cannon. Three of the top cars, and the top car, here it is in slow motion. Here's what happened. One car, Larry Dixon, went completely over. Car number one, the defending national champion, Rutherford banged into him. Cannon spun around, and as he came through, banged into Rutherford's car, tearing off the left front wheel. He went into a side slide and moved down on the apron, and I don't know whether his car was damaged to the extent that he couldn't continue. Now they're putting somebody in the ambulance, and I cannot tell who. I saw Dixon come out of the car, and they may very well have decided to put him on the stretcher, but he was walking.
Bill, I think Johnny Rutherford might have been momentarily shaken up and unconscious for the moment. He looked to me as though he was leaned back in his seat in such a manner that would tend to believe that.
Well, Bill, let me suggest to you strongly that you get on that RF microphone and put your headset on and go over there to the scene, and we'll get a report when we have a chance, okay?
That's where we're headed right now.
Okay, fine. All right, that happened on lap number 23. And let's take another look at it. We've had 23 laps completed. In case you've just joined us, this is live action coming to you from Eldora Speedway. There is Dixon's car in a roll. Rutherford banged him. Dixon's car does come upright, although it crunched on the right rear. Fortunately, that roll bar prevented any what seems to be serious injury to Dixon. Now, one car went down low and missed Rutherford, but now you're going to get your leader coming through here. There it is. There is Cannon smashing in and tearing the left rear wheel right off the Rutherford car. And Cannon, fortunately, got down on the inside before anybody could hit him. So that means that Sam Sessions inherited the lead with Bettenhausen second. And one of the drivers coming back, and I think we're going to get a report here. That's Larry Dixon. That's Larry Dixon coming back, so he's okay. There's Sessions, who will be in front. The number two car will be number two. That'll be Gary Bettenhausen. Then Nordhorn, I believe, will be third. He was running third at the fourth at the time. But Sammy Sessions, who won last night, who's won 4 out of 10 races on the sprint car trail this year, is in an ideal spot. These laps, again, do not count, so don't be concerned about them. Don't worry when they resume. We will have 17 laps to go. I think we have a report now from Bill Dinello. Bill?
Yes, we have Larry Dixon down here on the back stretch. Larry, can you tell us what's happened here? There's the camera there.
Well, Bill, Johnny Rutherford spun as he was coming off of number four or off of number two, and there wasn't any place to go, and I run up over one of his wheels, and about the time I got in the air, somebody hit me, and they got me upside down, and I think Johnny got hit maybe by another wheel where somebody hit him in a cockpit, but I believe he's going to be all right.
You don't know how seriously he was hurt, though.
I don't believe he's too bad, Bill. I believe just knocked the wind out of him, and I believe he'll be back in.
He was conscious then?
Yes.
Complaining of nothing in particular?
Not really, no. I think he's going to come along okay.
How about the cars?
Well, both the cars, mine and Johnny's, was Been up a little bit, but I believe that we can straighten him out and come back and run again.
How about Boom Boom, who was leading?
Well, I don't know. I didn't get a chance to see what really happened there, but there's too many other things happening for me to watch. And you're kind of helpless when somebody spins like that in front of you, and the track's kind of slick today, and it's just kind of hard to stay out of trouble.
Thank you very much, Larry Dixon. We're glad to see that you're all right.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, thank you very much, Bill and Larry, for that report. Rutherford is going in for a checkup. That is the official report from USAC officials on the scene. So Johnny is going to go back in, and it does seem, doggone it, that Eldora is kind of a jinx for Johnny Rutherford.
Get the standings, man.
We're still under the yellow, and we'll be back with more of our live coverage of this USAC Sprint Car Championship race in just a moment. And as you can see, Ray Scheike still has the yellow caution flag out, signaling the drivers that the track is not ready for racing under the green at this particular point. So let's give you a rundown now. When 17 laps to be run, when the green goes out, this is the way they will be going. Not necessarily is this the way they are on the track, however, and I'll explain that in just a moment. The lead car is Sammy Sessions in car number 6. There he is. Now, the car behind him has been lapped. That's Bobby Black in car number 21. Behind him is 93. That's Sonny Yates. He's been lapped. But in your picture now is car number 2, and he is in second place. That's Gary Bettenhausen. Then comes Don Nordhorn in car number 4. He's legitimately third. Then Raleigh Beal is in 4th. He's in car number 3. Then Pewter Ball is in 5th in car number 8. So those are the top 5 as we have it right now, with 3 cars taken out in that accident. We have the 5-hour report from Le Mans now. The Porsches are still 1, 2, and 3, but Mark Donohue's Roger Penske's Ferrari is out of the race. So the Porsches are running 1, 2, and 3 with 19 hours to go in the 24 hours of Le Mans. And still, Pedro Rodriguez and Jackie Oliver in the number 1 Porsche in the lead. And many, many thousands of miles away, we got the green now here at Eldora Speedway in Rossburg, Ohio. And we're back racing with Sammy Sessions in the lead. We thought we had the green, and the car speeded up, and they said, no, it's still yellow, so that does not count. Okay, nice to get this report. Johnny Rutherford is okay. They did not feel it was necessary to take him to the hospital. He's okay. He'll be a spectator, however, for the rest of the afternoon. Now I think we're going to get the green. Yep, they tried to second-guess Ray Scheike. And here we go. Sammy Sessions. Now his challenge is going to come from Gary Bettenhausen in car number 2, who is in second place right now. And Nordhorn moves up on Gary. And Beal is behind him. So there they are. 2, 4, and 3, running 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. A little confusing as far as the numbers are concerned. Gary will try to get by the slower car that has been lapped, Bobby Black, car number 21. That's causing him a little bit of problem, you see, because Sessions is running alone without any traffic. He's out of our picture right now, and Gary has to get by that one. And there goes a car low. That looks like Raleigh Beal. Couldn't quite do it. Gary, now taking aim. And now we've got Darrell Harrison, a spin in car in lane turn number 4, but Bettenhausen does get by the slower car, and there's the yellow is out now for Harrison. Darrell Harrison in turn 4, and that means Sessions will slow the field down, but Bettenhausen did move ahead of that car ahead of him. There's Johnny Rutherford taking a drink of water. He's okay, the report is. He's just resting in the ambulance. We'll be back with more of our live color coverage of the sprint car race in Rossburg, Ohio, in just a moment. So here we go. We'll be staying on the air to conclusion with 14 laps to go. We've got the green again, and there's Sammy Sessions, and he's going to get quite a challenge from those 4 cars right behind him. So stay with us for this sprint car race from Eldora. Larry Dixon's out. Rutherford is out because of the wreck. But Sessions taking the high road, followed by Bettenhausen, then Nordhorn, then Beal, then Pewterbaugh. Those 5 seem to be the ones right now, but of course anything can happen, as we've seen. 13 laps to go, and when they finish this, it'll be 12 laps. Half-mile dirt track. This is where you turn right to go left. A real wrestling match with that steering wheel. There are the first 5 cars going into turn number 2. Around into the backstretch goes Sammy Sessions. Heading into 3, and there's Pewterbaugh moving up on Raleigh Field. He takes fourth place. Peterbaugh, the red car, number 8. And he's challenging Nordhorn for third. Beal got out of shape. And there is Peterbaugh trying to get by Nordhorn. And it looks like Beal is having such handling problems, he's going to be out of the race. Right now, Peterbaugh challenging Nordhorn. Out in front is Sammy Sessions, followed by Gary Bettenhauser. But this is the battle for third. Raleigh Beal has a flat on the right rear. That's why he's out of it. No chance to recover here. There aren't any pit stops in sprint car racing. Once you stop, you're out of it. There's Sammy Sessions in the lead. Gary Bettenhausen second. Nordhorn third. Nordhorn being challenged by Peterbaugh. 10 laps to go. There is the battle right now for third. Don Nordhorn, who didn't quite make it at Terre Haute, was beaten by Snyder. And Bill Peterbaugh, who has tried to race at Indianapolis but hasn't quite gotten the ride yet. And they're battling for third place at this point. Bill is from Indianapolis. Here's Sammy Sessions, the current point leader in sprint car racing, and by a whopping margin, I might add. He added to it last night. He has 272 points. And here is Nordhorn, and Don is seventh in the point standings. He can pick up some points today in car number 4. Bill Peterbaugh is way down in 20th. 8 laps to go. 8 to go, and Sammy Sessions going to try to get a challenge now from Gary Bettenhausen, running that double overhead cam Ford. His cubic inch displacement is cut to 256 with that car, whereas the stock block Chevy's, the Z28 engine, is a margin of 305. There's the battle for third, and Peterbaugh still can't quite get ahead of Nordhorn. Bettenhausen, incidentally, is sixth in the point standings and stands to pick up a good deal here today. 40 points go to the winner and a big bonus at the end of the season. Of course, the reason why they want that national championship, plus the fact you can get that number 1 in your car. Incidentally, the numbers that you see are kind of significant. This is the way they finished in 1970. Don Nordhorn was 4th. Peterbaugh was 8th, and that's the reason they have the numbers on the car. 5 laps to go. Sessions in car number 6 was 6th, of course, a year ago, and Gary Bettenhausen in car number 2 was 2nd. There he is coming into your picture right now. Look at those cars squeeze up. 4 of them, practically, you could throw a blanket over them. There they are, and that's the way they are in the standings with 4 laps to go. Sessions, Bettenhausen, Nordhorn, and Peterbaugh, and they could have a good half a lap on the rest of the field. This is where it gets very, very skittery because the track is slick. But they have a half a lap on the rest of the traffic. This is strictly driving skill among 4 men. Which one has it? Which one can put his foot into it and hang on the longest and find the groove the best? Sessions, Bettenhausen, Nordhorn, and Peterbaugh. A desperate race here as we're getting ready for the white. 1 lap to go. 1 to go, and Sessions in the blue car number 6. Bettenhausen right behind him, then Nordhorn, then Peterbaugh. Bettenhausen goes low, but Sessions has too much for him right at that point. Only 2 turns to make it. Gary will put everything he has into it right now to try to get by. 3 cars practically bumping each other, but Sessions takes the checkered flag, the 5th sprint car race that he's won out of 11 this year. And Sammy Sessions has 40 points to his total. He now has 312. And he is having one of the greatest years ever witnessed by any sprint car driving champion. Gary Bettenhausen was 2nd. Don Nordhorn was 3rd. Bill Peterbaugh was 4th. That's the way it was. Live this afternoon from Eldora in Rossburg, Ohio, Bill Fleming and Bill Donella saying so long. Air travel arranged through a promotional fee paid by American Airlines. American has more 747s flying to more places in the United States than any other airline. It's good to know you're on American.
No, not at all. They're starting to go wrong.